April is National Poetry Month in the United States. The Academy of American Poets started the special celebration 10 years ago. National Poetry Month brings together publishers, booksellers, poetry groups, libraries, schools, and poets around the country. They celebrate poetry and its important place in American culture. Thousands of businesses and nonprofit organizations take part. They hold readings, celebrations, book displays, educational events, and other activities. This month, the Academy of American Poets will launch the first ever Poetry Readathon. This is for students ages 10 to 13. The goals of the readathon are to celebrate the reading of poems and writing about poems. Students will choose poems to read and then write about the poems they read. Poetry is very popular in the United States. America even has a chief poet known as the Poet Laureate. Robert Pinsky was the Poet Laureate a few years ago. He started the Favorite Poem Project to find out which poems Americans liked best. Thousands of Americans wrote to Mr. Pinsky about their favorite poems. He chose 200 poems by poets from the United States and many other countries. The poems are included in a book called America's Favorite Poems. It was edited by Robert Pinsky and Maggie Dietz. Along with the poems are comments by some of the people who chose them. We will read 5 of these poems by American poets. Our first poem is by Black Elk, a famous spiritual leader of the Oglala Lakota Native American tribe. He took part in 2 famous battles against American troops during the late 1800s. At the end of his life, he told about a number of his tribe's ceremonies and ideas about life. Among these was the poem called "Everything the Power of the World Does is Done in a Circle."
Everything the power of the world does is done in a circle. The sky is round, and I have heard that the earth is round like a ball, and so are all the stars. The wind, in its greatest power, whirls. Birds make their nests in circles, for theirs is the same religion as ours. The sun comes forth and goes down again in a circle. The moon does the same, and both are round. Even the seasons form a great circle in their changing, and always come back again to where they were. The life of man is a circle from childhood to childhood, and so it is in everything where power moves.
Our next poem, chosen as one of America's favorites, is by Rita Dove. She was the youngest person and the first African American ever named Poet Laureate of the United States. She served from 1993 to 1995. Rita Dove is a professor of English at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Many of her poems are based on the lives of her family, especially her grandparents. Dove often writes about the experience of being a mother, like in this poem called Daystar. She wanted a little room for thinking, but she saw diapers steaming on the line, a doll slumped behind the door. So she lugged a chair behind the garage to sit out the children's naps. Sometimes there were things to watch: the pinched armor of a vanished cricket, a floating maple leaf. Other days she stared until she was assured when she closed her eyes she'd see only her own vivid blood. She had an hour, at best, before Liza appeared, pouting from the top of the stairs. And just what was Mother doing out back with the field mice? Why? Building a palace. Later that night, when Thomas rolled over and lurched into her, she would open her eyes and think of the place that was hers for an hour, where she was nothing, pure nothing, in the middle of the day.